We bring you all the British Touring Car Roundup from January, including Sam's new haircut.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We are back once again in what has been a rather quiet January.
It's been quite dull on the touring car front.
It has.
You've had to have a haircut to sort of give us something to talk about this evening, which was very good of you.
I'm embracing the full cook at the moment.
Yeah, you're very aerodynamic, which is great for the pod moving forward. We'll be able to get through and get a bit higher up the old ratings.
The only aerodynamic part of me.
Your words, not mine. How have you been, first and foremost? It's been a while since we've done one of these. As you say, we're doing sort of monthly updates and there's not been anything massive to bring before now, but how are you?
I'm wanting more news. I feel like we've missed out, or well, we haven't missed out on anything in January. There's just not much that's happened. Apart from that, I've been well in myself.
Good.
Back to work and, you know, general slog of life. So, waiting for some motorsport to happen.
Yeah, there is a big gap in our lives that needs filling. There is a few bits to catch everybody up on. First of all, we'll start with great news for me and a catchphrase I like. I can use "there's a racer in there" again because Dexter Patterson is back in the touring cars
back,
for 2024. He'll be at Unlimited Motorsport driving the Cupra alongside Maximus Hall. Not a great deal of surprise around this one. He'd been seen testing the car with his name on the side of it and a few sponsors on there as well. You don't tend to go to that levels if you're not going to drive the car. And once De Leon was announced as having left the team, it was fairly clear that he was probably going to be the driver that falls into place there.
I think it's really good for the team to have finalised their lineup so early.
Yep.
They know what sort of direction they're going in. They kind of know what they want to achieve this season as well. And Dexter has said in his interviews he's got unfinished business with Jack Sears Trophy, and I think that's what he's going to be gunning for this season. And they said maybe even some good points finishes, might even sneak a podium.
It's difficult to know. The car is certainly, obviously, we're going to be running a new fuel. We've seen it's quick. We've seen Bobby Thompson have good results in that car. We've seen, to be fair, last year, Smiley and Eli both got good results in the car. Okay, not a podium, but they got good results considering where they were in their touring car careers. And I think it's great to have a new team, to some degree, new team on the grid, and have that team being able to compete and, expanding and staying in the series.
The fact is they've got a whole season behind them. Yes, it was only one car last season, and we know how much of a step it's going to be to bring that extra car in. And having Max Hall there, Dexter is obviously going to be the senior person at that team. So it'll be interesting to see how his year and a half, 2 years experience in the sport are going to rub off and help. Whether they're going to bring any more senior people in that have maybe been in touring cars previously to help them along their way. But we'll be seeing when we get to testing.
I think, to be fair, this season for the pair of them will be, pleasing sponsors aside, a bit of a free hit. They're both still fairly new in their touring car career. We don't know a lot about Max Hall. Obviously, we know he was in the minis last year, but he wasn't one of the key players, I think it's fair to say, in the minis. He was decent, but
he was champion.
Well, yeah, but he was a champion. But the point is, he wasn't in the sort of if you talk to minis, everyone talks about Zelos, or they talk potentially about the Napa boys because of the big sponsorship. I know he was the champion, but what I'm saying is he wasn't an established mini driver in the same way of a Zelos, of a Selby, of a Osborne, of a Coates previously, I think if you ask people to name a mini driver, he wouldn't necessarily be the first one on the list.
And he is one of the youngest drivers we've seen in most sort of like recent history, probably since someone like Aidan Moffat to come onto the grid only age 17.
Or De Leon.
Yeah, De Leon's still like nearly 20.
Not when he came on the grid. But I know what you mean.
In motorsport terms, that's still almost elderly.
I know what you mean. Yeah, he's obviously a younger driver coming through the grid. And Dex, while he's got a little bit of experience in the series, he's still a fairly, rookie's too harsh a term, but he's certainly a newbie to the series. When you look at some of the experience across the rest of the field, therefore, it's a little bit of a free hit, and it gives them a chance just to settle with a fair amount of pressure you'd think off, other than the pressure of pleasing sponsors and getting the results the team needs to push on for next season.
Last year, Dexter was doing GT4 in Europe, so it'll be a bit of a change back to coming back to the Cupra, because I would assume that he'd have been running probably rear-wheel drive out there, and they're some beefier cars that they've got out there normally. So he's going to have to get back into the saddle and settle in nicely back in that Cupra that he should be used to.
Absolutely. The next bit of news isn't really news. It's just, as I say, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit away from
speculation.
Well, Dobble was interviewed at the Autosport bits and pieces that were running, which seems a lifetime ago now, doesn't it? The Autosport, what do you call it?
Autosport show.
Show, that's the word.
Up at the NEC in Birmingham. Didn't get tickets because they were hellishly expensive.
Yep.
And it cost a ridiculous amount of money to park. But anyway.
But effectively, Dobble has said he wants to be in the touring cars next season. That's pretty much all the news we could bring you on that. There's been no announcement. There's been a few rumours flying around regarding PMR, which we're not going to go into today because they are, at the moment, just rumours. But yeah,
he is definitely still searching for sponsors. So if anyone out there knows some big sponsors that are willing to get their name on a touring car for next season, then I'm sure Dobble would be grateful for some news on that side of things. And we know how good a driver he is. I think he deserves to be there, doesn't he?
Yeah, and on a similar front, we've got Dan Lloyd in a similar position who is all but ready to sign the deal at Restart Racing, but hasn't quite got the deal over the line as of yet. At time of recording, you watch tomorrow morning, that'll be announced because that's the way these things go.
Yeah, that's what happens for us, yes.
Another driver that's keeping his cars close to his chest but is back is Josh Cook. Now, he is quite excited, by Cook standards anyway, for the upcoming season. Thinks he's got
smiled.
I know. He thinks, well, your tribute to him will help us go a long way, I'm sure. But yeah, he's effectively said he's hunting the title for the 2025 season and believes he now has a car to do so, although we don't know where that car might be.
Interestingly, the interview that he's given, for me, there's underlying suggestions that it's not going to be Toyota.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. I think he's moved on from there. He seemed fairly almost scathing of how the car didn't perform to how he expected of it last season.
At times, I think everyone at that team was disappointed. Huff had some comments similar. Yep. Watson didn't shine there, despite coming off a really strong season at PMR. And Moffat, who I know you don't fully rate, but let's be fair, is a multiple race winner.
Yep.
Had a rotten time of it at times last season as well. So I don't think anybody clicked with that car quite as much as they would have hoped to. Certainly not to the levels that people like Rory Butcher had done previously.
And we know now Toyota have done massive amounts of testing in the off-season to try and remedy those issues. But Cook, probably going down the line of One Motorsport as long as they can get a team together, as it were, and get enough sponsorship along the way. I'm thinking probably Honda's, because of the way he's made these comments, and he'll be back. Almost like back in a car that he's familiar with.
I think it probably is a Honda. The only thing I could point forward is that I believe Alliance Racing have 6 Fords. Now, we know they're going to be changing the car for next season, or all being well, changing the car for the 2026 season.
Yep.
Therefore, there is potentially no reason to have 6 chassis lying about.
Mm-hmm,
so true. It could be a case that they've sold 2 to One Motorsport, potentially. I mean, that is just pure speculation on my part. There's nothing to suggest that. Or, of course, are Toyota running 4 cars? Have they taken 2 Toyotas across and they're just doing it differently?
I was going to say, has he taken a Toyota with him sort of thing? Yeah, we'll see on that one. But
because if you've got the sort of people around you that could set it up the way Butcher had his, and Ingram before that had that Toyota going, compared to potentially how it was last season. Let's be fair, it wasn't a dog last season. It still won races. A lot of it is always about the setup. And if he can, I think you're right. I think it will be Honda's, but it baffles me that nobody's bought the new shape Civic to the grid.
Yeah.
Baffles me.
Yeah.
But I don't see One Motorsport taking that leap either.
The one thing that slightly confuses me with the whole Cook thing is that he's already confirmed that he's got to drive.
Yep.
They're just not at a stage where they can release it, which is why, in my mind, it pushes more to One Motorsport as a brand almost.
Yeah, unless it's there's still so many unanswered questions at BMW, aren't there? Have they got 19 cars? Have they got 4? I mean, there's so...
Don't forget Vortex.
I've forgotten all about them. I've forgotten all about Vortex. They've gone into the Vortex, if you will. Yeah, I've got no idea what's happening there. But yeah, I think there's a lot of questions to answer about Cook. As you say, it feels odd that he would sort of tease that he's back, but not be able to say where, which does...
I'm assuming there's going to be a big announcement with him and the other driver that he may be driving with, and it'll be all out at once kind of thing.
Yeah, which would tie into potentially being a One Motorsport return. Did he do particularly well there?
He enjoyed the Honda more. At Thruxton.
In news that is confirmed, Pearson is back on the grid. He is at Toyota next year. He's the one... is he the only confirmed driver at Toyota?
He is, isn't he? Yeah, he is. And interestingly, in their statement, they made no like outward voice as to how many cars they would be running. There was nothing to say, yeah, he'll be one of a two car, one of a four car lineup. They just said he's our first driver for next season.
Yeah.
They're being very close to their chest with the cards that they hold.
Given the fact that they've lost major sponsors in LKQ, with Synetic, etc., which we know have gone to BMW with Moffat, it'd be hard to see how they're running four cars. They were certainly, almost certainly won't be running four cars under the Toyota Gazoo Racing banner because it's too expensive. And in this particular type of sport, I don't see somebody coming with enough sponsorships to run two extra cars. I just don't see that happening personally. I can't think of any drivers that aren't on the grid at the moment that could come back and bring it. You think of a Kreese or you think of a Thompson, or to me, they don't bring the sponsorship that would be able to run two extra cars. Right. So for me, I think it would be two. Yeah. I think it's likely to be Pearson and Huff. Obviously, Huff's not been announced yet, and there's been a fair few rumours tying him to some other series, but I think he has got unfinished business in the touring cars. And I think in the right hands, he could be a title contender. Also, the right car, he could be a title contender. So, yeah, what we're doing is Pearson is back. Good move for him. I don't really know why it went wrong at Accelerate, because the car was good. It just didn't seem to gel with him.
There are rumours on the market that he was obviously trying to do deals behind the scenes, and the way that the press release has been worded by Toyota of going, when he was a free agent, we made our move.
Yeah.
It kind of suggests that maybe he was talking to Toyota before that, and Accelerate were a little unhappy with that, possibly.
It also depends as well, though, is that because if he was, obviously, at Accelerate, he'd have been effectively the third driver behind the two Toms. So if you're getting, and this is, again, speculation, but if you're getting parts that aren't brand new, or you're getting not the priority to upgrade, etc., and you're a young driver trying to apply your craft, you can understand the frustrations and to why the car wouldn't necessarily be working. Now, in his defense, he seems to have a lot more mechanical problems than the two Toms at that team. Again, that could just be bad luck. That could be the way he drove the car, in the sense that his style didn't suit that particular car's strengths and weaknesses, etc. But we do know from other drivers on the grid, albeit at different teams, that there is a pecking order for parts, there's a pecking order for upgrades and mechanics and all that kind of stuff.
It does also fit with the narrative that going to Toyota Gazoo, being a manufacturer team, he's not going to need to bring as much sponsorship. Mm-hmm. And that was obviously the narrative as to why he left Accelerate, and then they came to a mutual agreement to end, because the money wasn't possibly necessarily there.
I think it's quite a big risk by Toyota.
Yeah,
because they've taken on a rookie last year in Watson, albeit a Jack Sears winning rookie in that way. And it didn't work out particularly well. I would say he was the worst performing with the four across the season.
Yep.
And they've kind of, this Toyota should be competing, or should be closer than they are to winning the championships. I'm not necessarily the drivers' championship, because that is so hotly contested at the front, but they're never close in the manufacturers. Nope. They've not been close in the teams, and they should be. This is a manufacturer backed outfit. They should be a lot closer to, I'm not saying they have to win it to be successful, because like in football terms, you can have three really good football teams, you can only have one league winner. The other two aren't bad because they don't win the league, but you need the competition.
Last year in the manufacturers, there was a clear 1-2, which was between Ford and BMW.
Yep.
Then there was Hyundai, who we know have a slightly weaker driver lineup last season than those top two teams. And then Toyota were there or thereabouts with Hyundai. But you kind of think the four drivers compared to each other, you'd probably edge the Toyotas, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and they should have been a lot closer to Ford and BMW. I think that's, you know, obviously Hill, Ingram and Sutton were different league. But I don't think, while Karish and Turkton were consistent, I don't think they were completely unbeatable, or certainly to be that far off.
Yep.
But so yeah, it's a bit of a gamble for Toyota, and they've got to get the second driver announcement absolutely right as well. Again, I think if it's Huff, that puts them in a slightly stronger position. But yeah, it's what you don't want to see, of course, is another season where they don't quite get it right and then choose to withdraw the manufacturer back. And now with Toyota, that seems slightly unlikely, because their racing program seems to be going from strength to strength. They seem to be wanting to enter everything. Obviously, they're on the Haas now in Formula One. Obviously, their rally stuff's really big.
Yep.
Toyota have got a real affinity of racing, and I think they'll keep pushing, but there will come a point where if you're not winning, then
budgets get cut.
Well, there's other motorsports. You have got GT racing. You've got, you know, the three initials we're not allowed to say, GCR. you know, there are other sports where they could potentially go in it. Obviously, you know, they could focus more on the rally, or they could,
or WEC, or stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so Formula many avenues, E, you know. So many avenues that they could go down and possibly even be more successful in. But we're grateful to have them in the
Absolutely, yeah. But I say it's a big season, I think, for Toyota, because I'd say that categorically, I don't need this to be clipped as they have to win something to be for it to be successful. But they certainly have to be more competitive, I think, at the top ends of their championships they're in.
And I think if you're looking at that team going forward, Pearson obviously hasn't won the Jack Sears yet.
He can't. He took a win outright at Brands Hatch.
That's true, actually, yeah. So, yeah, they've got to go. They've got to go for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely got to go for it.
Yeah, that might be a pointless answer in years to come. But, yeah, no, he took a win at Brands Hatch, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then it all sort of went downhill, literally and figuratively, from there. That's pretty much it on the touring car front.
On the touring car side of things, yeah. There are a couple of other bits and pieces that we're obviously going to keep an eye on going forward into the new season. First of all, the junior package, Toyota Juniors, are going to be coming to all tracks this season.
I believe so.
And we only have two teams so far announced, which is Graves Motorsport, who some of you may know from the support series, and also Toro Verde, who were running Dan Lloyd and Jack Boutel in the Porsche Carrera Cup last season. That is it, unfortunately, so far. Ingram's been out helping test the new junior car, along with a few other drivers that have been on the grid before,
yep,
as far as I know. And they're just fine-tuning it, basically. But I'm kind of expecting either there to be a bunch of people that we've got no idea who they are come into the sport, who have been either picked up from karting and stuff like that, or maybe a few names that we can look towards that we might go, yeah, they're going to dominate the championship.
Yeah, I think that this year a few of the bigger teams will keep their powder dry and see how the series is. And definitely, I think then next year we might see Accelerate have a few seats in there. Napa, Team Hard, if they still exist in any particular way,
Toyota,
shape or form.
Maybe?
Toyota possibly, yeah. I think, you know, you look at it, yeah. Those
I don't
are
think
sort
we're
going to
see BMW doing that sort of thing. I don't think they will do that sort
No, I don't think so. WSR might run some.
Possibly.
But yeah, no, I would agree. But yeah, I think you certainly rule out seeing a Napa, a Accelerate, and a maybe even MB Motorsport.
Possible.
But yeah. And then the other piece of news that for sort of potentially more hardcore touring car fans who watch all the support packages as well as the main events, Lydia Walmsley, incredibly popular in the minis last season, will be racing in the Porsche Sprint Challenge for next season. So that's a bit of a step up for her, which is really good to see.
Yeah, so they won't be at all the rounds next season, nope, but we've definitely seen them in the last couple of years as some of those support series coming in, along with obviously the bigger Porsches and the F4 that are normally there every weekend.
Shit. I believe that's the one that Max Coates races in, isn't it? The sprints. Because I always think if it's going to get the weird one where the jersey ones come in.
Yeah, there were so many iterations of them. It is going to be a more consistent package this season going forward.
Yes.
But, yeah.
So there's still a lot to unpick. There's not a lot of time now before the season starts. Obviously, we have got the media day in April. Last season, there was still things being out sort of in the week before media day, so I don't think we're going to get the full packages and full stories anytime soon. Obviously, about half the grid is fallen out, but there are still big questions to answer at pretty much every team. You know, you look at Napa, that's not fully lined up, although it probably is, but,
yeah.
but it's not been fully announced. Right. Obviously, BMW's not been fully announced. We've still not got the fourth driver at Accelerate. So you've still got the fourth driver at Toyota, as we discussed. One Motorsport, we've got no idea. PMR have half announced. Well, Aaron Taylor Smith has announced Aaron Taylor Smith. PMR not so much, and we don't know who the second seat there is. We do know that Smiley is at Restart Racing, probably alongside Dan Lloyd, as long as he can get the deal over the line.
And they will be in Hyundai's this season going forward.
Absolutely. And then obviously at Unlimited Motorsport, we've got Hall and
full
Patterson
team with car.
Yeah, and a potential mock-up livery for Hall's car, which did look absolutely brilliant. And I want him to keep the eyes on the car.
Yes, yeah, so do I. It was good. I like that. Even though you thought it was a little too busy.
It was busy, but I like the eyes on the car. Yeah, I like
the eyes on the car. It's almost his now signature thing.
Yeah, his
car,
USP.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know your thoughts and feelings on who you want to end up where this season. Drivers that you think might even miss out going forward. And how many races you're going to be going to this season. We've already arranged to go up to Alton Park as our big trip this year.
Yep.
So that is all booked and ready to go. And we'll probably be going to the opening three rounds as well.
Yeah, all being well. And hopefully media day on top of that. We will be doing some more content for the pod because, frankly, the news is so sparse that then we need to get a few more bits sorted. So post this record, Sam and I are sitting down in a meeting style, not over a Teams call, to have a chat about getting some videos or planned or research so we can get those recorded and to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, 81 days to go until the first round at Donington.
At time of recording.
At time of recording. But until then, we will hope you stay safe and we will speak to you soon.
Bye for now.